Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cynthia Schultz, sharing five classics this week. For this Thursday, continuing the ideas these poems present of how the human can move through the world, I want to share one of Hamlet's soliloquies. In this soliloquy, Hamlet is considering suicide, its escape from the burdens of life, and why not to do it, for Hamlet, the fear of what comes after death, the great unknown. Hamlet admits this fear has paralyzed him in his situation and has led him to inaction. From William Shakespeare's play Hamlet, To Be or Not to Be. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks the flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, to sleep, perchance to dream. Ay, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself could as quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary load but for this dread of something after death, the undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns? It puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to those we know not of. Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied over with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and moment, with this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. Soft you now, the fair Ophelia. Nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered. That was one of Hamlet's soliloquies from William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. Thanks for listening. I'm Cynthia Schultz for the Poetry Moment.